enormous night for the Orlando Magic. The organization, the fan base, big, big night. So I'm very happy to say we are joined right now by their head coach. He finished up his first season with the Magic. He spent the last 7 years with the Mavericks. Orlando did, in fact, win the draft lottery last night. They hold the number one pick in this year's draft. The draft is June 23rd in Brooklyn. Jamal Mosley is my guest. Jamal, it is so good to have you on. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I bet, dude. I bet. Congratulations. I'm great. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you.
So take me through this. The original plan was for team president of basketball ops, Jeff Weltman, to be the one rep on the stage last night. But the story goes, you woke up feeling pretty lucky, and the decision was made to put you on the stage instead. So exactly how would you describe how you felt in the morning and what led to that switch?
Well, I had just gotten done traveling, but that weekend was just something that was special. It was, and it's weird how it works out. Like on Friday, it was one of our players' birthdays, I think Mo Bamba. Then on the next day, it was Jesse Mermis, one of our assistant coaches. It was his birthday, and then that Sunday, it was another one of our assistant coaches, Nate Tibbetts. It was his birthday, and then as well as my son, Cole Anthony, and another one of our assistant coaches' birthday. So I'm just thinking all these great things happen around this time. And then I had a best friend and a mentor. His father passed away, but he was just a guy that celebrated sports, celebrated growth, celebrated relationships and building and community. So I just looked at that as went to that funeral on Monday, but it was just such a celebration of life. That it just gave just that good feeling behind, you know, everything we were doing and what we're building in Orlando.
Wow. That is really quite a story. Jamal Mosley is joining us. So I'm curious, what's it like when you're up there? For instance, when it comes down to the final four picks, and then you have the announcement that OKC is picking second, which meant that you had the first pick. What's mm-hmm. that moment like?
Well, honestly, you know, you watch some of the past, you know, some of the past drafts, and you just watch, and there's all these memes about reactions. So I'm just trying to just hold steady the entire time. Just keep smiling. Just make sure, you know, looking at the camera, not trying to go too far above and too ahead. But when it got down to that four, that's when it was really hitting. Like there's some success that, you know, you got that you're getting in that top three range. And then when they said OKC, it was just like, it hit. It really hit. And then I just, you know, big smile came across. I looked at our president. I looked at our ownership group. Some of the ownership group was there. And it was just something very special. Just because it just made it, you know, the realness of how important it and great it was for our fan base, for our organization, and just the group of guys that we already have, you know, that we already have in our locker room.
See, this literally was going to be my next question, but the fact of the matter is there is so much work to be done between now and the draft itself, and there's an awesome responsibility that comes along with that awesome opportunity. But to that point, what does last night mean? Last night mean for the organization and the fan base?
Well, you get to add another high character, competitive, high basketball IQ individual to an already tied together group of young men. And when I say that, I mean that wholeheartedly. This is a group that loves each other on and off the court. They support each other. They want to be with each other. They're in the gym working. They're out doing things as a group together. So now you add another person of that character for this community and this organization. I really just do believe, like, that's why I said it's something special being built in Orlando.
We're talking to Jamal Mosley. Help me with this. The perception is that there is a lot of talent, in the draft. For instance, when you personally look at this draft class, do you see generational talent? Do you see a potential franchise player or maybe even multiple franchise players?
I think there's going to be that type of potential in this draft. I mean, I look at last year's draft, and they've asked that question about each guy and how they've, you know, just kind of leveled up as the year went on. And I think this class has some of that same type of talent, where they're going to last for years and years throughout the NBA because there's a high level of basketball IQ and a care for the game. And again, the other side of it that I always say that you talk about with players now is just that love and joy of playing the game of basketball. And that's what some of these players possess.
All right, so we've got over a month until the draft itself. Like, what's the process for evaluating these players? Specifically, what will you and your staff be looking for?
Well, you sit down and you just get to know them, get to talk to them, get to understand them, what you can learn about them, what they can learn about us, You bring them in, you get to get on the floor with them, individual workouts, and just understanding and seeing, you know, how they're reading the game, just getting to know them. I think that's the biggest thing. Like Jeff and his staff do a great job of being able to filter that out and figure it out and bringing them into the building to get to know our staff, and we get to know them. That's the biggest thing. You know, it's you're picking a big time player and understanding, getting to know them and how they fit what we're doing and how, you know, they fit up and we fit them.
Jamal Mosley is joining us for a few more moments. So in terms of fit, like, I understand that you have the work to do. You can't tell me right now who you're going to take, obviously. But I'm looking right at your roster, and I see a lot of length already. When mm-hmm. you consider the length you have, would that prevent you from taking somebody like a Chet Holmgren, or could you see him fitting into this group?
I think you have to look at, like, length is throughout the NBA. I mean, you look at teams that have done it and will play that way because there's so much versatility. And I think with this class, there is so much versatility with each one of these guys. And I think that's what we've talked about. You talk about having a competitive edge. You talk about versatility. You talk about whether that may be length. But then there's the other side about that basketball IQ. And I don't think you can put enough playmakers on the court.
It's funny you say that because that's where I was going to go next, that whole notion of versatility. Like Jabari Smith, for instance, put up great numbers at Auburn from last year. He's a really versatile defender, right? I mean, could you see him fitting in with what you already have because of the versatility that he brings to it?
And when we talk about all of these guys from that regard and being able to, you know, that's the characteristics that you look for. And like you just mentioned, the versatility defensively, being able to knock down shots, but all of these guys possess these qualities. And so you can look at it and say, okay, here's what it is. And how is that? That's why this process is so great, because you can sit down and get with them and understand their feel for the game, our feel for the game, and how does it match. That's the biggest thing that we continue to look for within this entire process.
Yeah, I appreciate your thoughts on both those guys. Let me ask you this. Like, there's an extra level of pressure and expectation that comes along with the person who goes number one overall, right? There's something, it's different. It's different being number one as opposed to being number two. Does that right. also get factored into evaluating whether or not a player is going to fit and whether or not they can handle the pressure that comes along with being the number one pick overall?
Well, you know, Jeff and I talk about that all the time, and understanding that, yes, there's going to be pressure, but we also want to understand that the way we are building this thing within in Orlando is that we wanted them to feel a part of this community, as a part of this organization, part of our team, and understanding how we're building with a great group of young core talent already. So the young talent is already going to be able that we have to lean in to what it's like to go through an 82-game season, understanding the ups and the downs and the ebbs and flows of the NBA. So I think that will help relieve some of the pressure with whomever we go with, so they can understand they're with a group of young men that they have been with and played with, whether that's been in a circuit or somebody that's been that pick. They understand that. And that's the great part of our locker room.
Hey, Jamal, it's an amazing thing, right? You've been coaching in the league for a long time, going back to your days as an unpaid intern with the Nuggets, but this was your first season as a head coach. What do you know about being a head coach right now that maybe you did not know before the start of the season? What did you learn along the way? What was your biggest takeaway this year?
I think, honestly, just the high level of communication that you have to keep. I've always understood that and had seen it with all of the coaches that I've worked for and all of my mentors. But I just think sitting in that seat is just a different level of communication, and on all levels, not just with the locker room, but with, you know, with management, with our staff, just being able to stay connected with everyone, to be able to make sure that the same message is being, you know, spread across everything that we're doing. I think that's the biggest key that I've taken away, and just continuing to grow in that regard, just being able to communicate and send the same message and vision that we have for our team, so that they understand that, as well as the community understands that, that our city understands that, that our organization and in the way in which we're growing.
Jamal Mosley is joining us. Like, you've got such an amazing opportunity and work ahead of you with Orlando, but, you know, you were so good for Dallas. Seems to me Dallas was so good for you. If I give one quick thought about this, the Mavericks are in the Western Conference Finals. Luke has been an absolute stud. I know you are focused on your own work, but if you had a thought or two, what are your feelings when you see him playing the way he is, at the level he is, on the stage that he's at right now?
First, I cannot tell you how excited I am for that group of young men there and their coaching staff. I think they've done a tremendous, tremendous job of doing what they've done, and the guys buying in. Those guys there, I think, watching Luka play has always been a joy because of the joy in which he plays with. You talk to a lot of people about him not getting sped up and the way in which he plays the game. And I think it's just something special that he has about him and his competitive edge, his competitive nature. But then that group of guys that are around him, they all buy into each other, right? They understand what it is they're supposed to be doing in that moment within that role. And I think that's why they thrive. You talk about Spencer, you talk about Jalen, you talk about, Dorian Finney-Smith, Maxie, Dwight, those guys all pitch into each piece, and they've understood and established the role that they have within that team, and they're okay with it. And that's a great job. You know, for me, that's coaching, and that's those guys buying into who they are.
I so appreciate that response, and I also love that part about it's a joy to watch him play with the amount of joy he plays with. A great, great night for the Orlando Magic, for their organization, for the coach, for the players, for the fans. They win the lottery and a tremendous opportunity. Jamal, listen, it means the world to me that you would come on the program first thing after a night like that, so thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it, really appreciate the conversation, and I hope we can do it again soon. Thanks so much for it.
I hope so, too. I'm so grateful for you having me on. Thank you so much. I really, truly am.
No, Coach, sincerely, thank you. I really do appreciate that. Jamal Mosley joining us. What a great thing. What a great get. And I really do appreciate him making that commitment after a night like that, coming right on the program in hour number one. So my thanks to the coach, to the Orlando Magic, and that's a great deal. I think that there is generational talent in this draft. I think they can get generational talent with that first pick. I think that's an organization that knows what to do with that first pick. That was a big, big night for that franchise. A huge night for the organization.